I'd like to call to order the July 5th, 2023 Communications Committee meeting for the Town of Discovery Bay. Has roll call been taken?
Roll call's been taken. Let the record show all members are present.
Excellent. For the next few minutes, we will be open to public comment. You do have 3 minutes to bring up any comments on anything that's not on the agenda. Do we have anyone on the phone?
There's no one online.
Okay. Would anyone like to make any public comments?
Sure.
Excellent.
For the packed audience.
Oh, no. Glad you found a seat.
Let the record reflect this is the first time communications public comments in 5 years.
Phil, hi. My name is Kirk Lawrence. I am receiving a phone call to rooms, right?
Kirk Lawrence, the drone guy.
Yes. Drone guy.
Yes.
So, yes, I'm a pilot. I'm a drone pilot, FAA license as well. I work in real estate currently. I spent 4 years in high tech, working for a Fortune 500 internet based company. Here to give you some feedback on just communications from users' standpoint, right? So I had no involvement in some sort of local government before, so I went to go get involved, and I'm trying to find out when these meetings are.
Mm-hmm.
And both of you responded to me, thank you very much. But I went on social media saying, hey, when is the next meeting? I couldn't find anything. Brian said, sign up. And I've been to the town website many, many times, and never did I actually notice the little sign up thing in the bottom right. Right? It's not obvious. So.
Is this on your phone or on your desktop computer?
Desktop computer.
Okay.
So, one recommendation would be to make it more obvious. And so that, people can sign up and be informed. Job or communication. The other thing was, is I went out, I signed up, and I received no welcome email, no sort of acknowledgement that you were signed up. There was a CAPTCHA, which was good, but there was no sort of email verification process either. And I recommend, putting those in place as well. The other thing about just meetings in general, was that I'm looking for, when is the next meeting? I'm planning my week ahead, right? So, it's during the daytime, so, you've gotta plan ahead. And a week out, I'm looking for, when are the meetings coming? I knew that, I suspected they were coming, it looks like they were coming every 2 months. So finally, Carolyn, let me know that the agendas were available. They weren't, like a few minutes before you responded to me. They weren't up, and then they were up. And so then I knew that like in a week that it was coming, but it would be nice to, and I understand you want to publish the agendas and so forth, but it would probably be a good idea to publish it a little bit more in advance. And you don't have to have the agendas on there, just say, this is the date. So, people can plan around that and attend. This is just my feedback. You can do whatever you want. Also with the sort of the subscription, email subscription service, you might want to put a link in the footer. Footer might be good because I'm looking all around the place, not seeing the icon or not seeing the text. You can also add a little mail icon to it and just make it more obvious.
Karen, you said it's 3 minutes, but I'm okay with the continuing if you are.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't
have any other. You should have started the timer.
Yeah.
I think the last thing was that the latest news on the website is about the Old River Bridge maintenance, which from 2022, and that's long gone. So I see lots of opportunity for improvement here and your touch points in websites and just publishing information on social media, using the sign a little bit more. I'm happy to consult with you on
that. Wonderful. No, thank you for coming. We
sure.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Where have you been? We haven't seen you.
Well, on our cruise, we came back with some really nasty coronavirus.
Oh, no.
Could have been COVID, could have been, what's that other one?
Well, the RS.
The three-letter thing, yeah, that.
Wow.
Could have been that.
Okay.
So you didn't want me in here coughing and everything.
No.
I think the understatement in the time that I've been following this district is what the previous speaker just said, there's room for improvement. There's a lot of room for improvement in this district. A year or so ago, one of my first meetings that I came to in person, I asked the board to record meetings on video so that they could be viewed at any time later. And President.
It's Graves this time.
Yeah, Kevin's Graves.
Yeah. He directed staff to put on a future agenda for discussion. That disappeared, okay? Fell through the crack. I've raised the issue multiple times since then. And I get a catch-22 response. It's not the budget, but you won't discuss putting in the budget because it hasn't been discussed. You can't do that. You just can't do that, okay? Whole book, catch-22, written about that. So please fix that. The other procedural thing is what you're going to discuss on this agenda, where is it? It's not in the packet. Brown Act violation. Right there, Brown Act violation. You can't discuss it tonight because it wasn't in the packet. 72 hours in advance.
Thank you, Lou. Anyone else like to speak? All right, we're going to close public comment and look at item C, the draft minutes to be approved.
Motion to approve.
Second. No presentations, updates to the discussion, the draft communications policy.
Where is the copy still public? Brown Act violation. It has to be available at the meeting if it was prepared by or for the district.
Did we have that center?
Two Brown Act violations. One meeting here.
So you're wrong about the first one.
No, I'm not.
You are.
I've been doing this for 23 years. Have you?
Yes, I have. Good afternoon, Director. The policy you have before you is a draft policy that has not been presented to the actual board yet. What I have in front of you is what I put together using some other draft policies that I've seen from other public entities. And the way I wrote this was, or the reason why I wrote this, a couple reasons, based on previous board meetings that we had where we heard the public what they were saying to us, but also just to come up with some different ways and possibly some different strategies to communicate with the public. So with that said, if you have, I think you've got the opportunity to read it, but if not, I'll give you a few minutes. But I just want to call special attention to the second paragraph. And I think that is pretty much highlighting what we're trying to accomplish. It gives us the latitude of using a variety of methods to communicate with the public, but not hog-tying us to specifically using a certain app or a certain means of communication. And depending on the board, how they determine they will give direction to the GM, how they want us to communicate with the public, I think this policy actually gives us the opportunity to do that. So I have the actual draft policy in front of you, and behind it, I just have just a template for a press release. And there's different kind of press releases in the law enforcement. They have a very regimented, the Attorney General does a free form, and I think the free form is easier as long as we're covering the when, what, why, where, and who, and then author title at the very end of the press release. So that is the draft policy. I'm looking for any kind of
Yeah, I have a number of specifics I would like to ask as to where they would fall under this policy. Looking at the next door for public agencies, for so long, there was a lot of hesitation for public agencies to use next door, but now you see the county, you see Comptroller, you see the Sheriff's Department, on and on. So Nextdoor does have a public agencies program. Is that, so that would fall under your second paragraph here?
Yes, now I lump that into a social media networking. And so there may be another one that comes up 2 months from now that's brand new, that people start using more and more and can use that mm-hmm. one too.
Okay, and then we also talked about having the template for press releases, but also just the template for when we send out any sort of any photos to post and information like on Cornell Park. And I have black and white copies of these if anyone would like to see it. I know you saw them. As I've talked about, yes?
No, you spoke to me about this? Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and Dina both. So when the new play structure at Regatta Park went out, this is when it was under construction, but it didn't say it's under construction. So when people got this, they could say, so what's the deal? Is it done? Is it ready? Is it, we just needed more information on it. And you know, even looking at your template for press releases, a lot of that could be incorporated into this. And I do have copies of these if you would like to see them. And then the next one is on Cornell Park. When this, oh, the color copy is much better. I didn't want to use all my coloring at home. When this was sent out, it didn't include the other items that were included with this project, and also didn't include, and I think it's important that we do toot our own horn, it didn't include that the majority of the monies for this was coming from a grant. And so Dina was kind enough to provide me with the information, so I added that to my post because I was getting all these questions about what about the tables, what about this one, and a lot of it was covered under here. So the same thing, so those items would be covered under this policy?
Right, that gives us the latitude and obviously direction from the board if that's the kind of information that you want going out. I mean, we don't know every question that's going to be asked, but we can put more information on the post. But when you're talking about that as a press release, I think we're going to be hard pressed up in a news organization.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry if you understood that I wanted this to go out in a press release. I didn't. I just wanted
social media.
When this goes out, just to have complete information.
Sure.
Because we wouldn't have gotten all the questions about Cornell Park if all that information was on there. And again, I think it's important that we toot our own horn on occasion. What would you like to add?
Regarding, I think the policy is well written and clarifies, mm-hmm. and it's simple to me, so I like it.
So what I'm hearing is when we do our social media information, you like to see more information along with the pictures, so to hopefully yeah. anticipate some of the questions from the public.
Yeah, so in this case, you know, just saying new play structure, we've got a park under construction, just to let people know that this wasn't the finished product. And then another one did follow saying it was done, but it just kind of left a question mark.
I guess what I'm hearing is, when you guys send something out, just make sure we have all the right leading words in there that articulate what we're trying to articulate.
I hear you loud and clear. And
I don't know if that's to be a policy, but just
well, myself and the GM will be putting out the social media things. Monica Gallo will do for the Parks and Rec, but we will relay that to her. But we will be sure that we get more information out on our individual posts to hopefully lessen the questions that.
I just think for future stuff, when we do have something that we're announcing that is not quite ready or is in the process, anticipated opening day, something along those lines might probably, anything's not clear, but going back to the policy, I think we should present this board tonight, and from my standpoint, I think it's
okay.
Yeah, I think it's good, but I just want to make sure that all these little things that we've talked about and they get incorporated as part of this.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we need to make a motion at this point?
No, we'll move this forward and bring it to the next board meeting, the next future board meeting.
At future.
Yeah, not tonight.
Excellent, okay. Is there any other public discussion? Brian, do you have anything you'd like to bring up?
Do we have an update on the sideboard?
I don't have an update, but I emailed that gentleman at the beginning of the week. They're still trying to troubleshoot it. I emailed him today and I said, just confirming you've worked on this type of random signboard before. And he said, yes, we've worked on many. We just haven't worked with this particular company. So.
Why wouldn't it be the company that installed it?
I don't know. Because the one he's dealing with, I think, is in Georgia. But when I looked on the sign, the actual board, I thought I saw Florida. So there are two different states and they were having a hard time with their customer service, but you assured me they're going to be able to fix it.
Time flies very quickly. It seems like we just bought it yesterday, but I know it's been several
it's
years.
Been years, yeah.
I guess the warranty's probably expired at this point.
Yeah.
It's not under warranty.
It's not like a car where you get a 10-year warranty.
No.
Oh, wait, you don't get 10-year warranties, but very, very good.
Not anymore unless you pay for it.
Any future agenda items?
Any from my public comment?
How old was the signboard?
My goodness, it was here long before.
It was, yeah, when Mike Davies put it in, I think a year after he started. So 2017 or 18?
Yeah, about 5, 6 years.
17.
That's getting iffy regarding what I'm going to mention, which is California does law of implied warranty of merchantability. And basically, the warranty is implicit for the expected lifetime of a device. So if you buy a refrigerator, you expect it to last for at least 15 years. If it dies after 5 years and has a one-year warranty, you call up the manufacturer, you say, implied warranty of merchantability, and they say, we'll send you a new one. So call the manufacturer of that thing and say, implied warranty of merchantability, and they better come out and fix it, because it should have an expected lifetime of a lot more than 5 years.
Are they even still in business? Do we know?
Well, if they're not, we know why.
Yes, they are still in business.
There you go. Okay. All right, so future agenda items, can we talk about looking at what's going on with this site as well as what we would do to put a sign on Bixler in anticipation of the housing development?
As another signboard?
Yes. So we have the whole town covered instead of part of the town. And then also, let's talk about recording the meetings and what would be mm-hmm. needed and the costs.
Mm-hmm. If my memory serves me, and doesn't always, but I remember when we went through this process, I think we already identified some locations for the signboard, and one many were ruled out for various reasons.
They were, on that side of town, they were ruled out for various reasons. One, for the high speed, two, it just, I don't remember them all. I have to go back into my notes.
Could we, should we visit it? That would be great.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was, we looked at it, and I know there was a reporter or some.
There was, yeah. So.
Okay, and with that, we'll close the meeting at 3:49 p.m.